certainly not the way that any of us wanted the season to end. It's not good, and it's a feeling that'll linger for a long time.
It's going to hurt no matter what when you get knocked out of the playoffs, you know. The goal in this league is to win a championship.
If you look back over the last 5 or so years, I think we've had some measure of success. We've had a winning season for the last 5 years and had a few division championships, but we haven't taken the next step. And we really believe that this class of free agents gives us an opportunity to do that.
This is a day when we got a lot better.
I promise you that I will come in this building every single day and I will give it everything I have. I'm extremely excited to get to work.
I think it's an exciting time for our team, and I think we got the right guy here.
With the 21st pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Will Fuller, wide receiver, Notre Dame.
Really enhance what we do offensively. He'll be an excellent addition to our football team.
Caught by Fuller. He answers with a phenomenal play. 75 yards.
Here we go, guys. Here we go, Houston. Here we go, Houston.
Hey, coaches, if we see a mistake, we'll stop it and repeat it.
We're going to win because you guys are all going to be on the same page. You got good players.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Texans Huddle. I'm Mark Vandermeer. A very special show today as training camp gets underway this weekend for your Houston Texans. A lot of off-season acquisitions, draft choices. Let's break it all down. John Harris and Drew Doherty will discuss, but we'll begin with a conversation between Drew and new quarterback Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, I'm very happy for Brock. I sent him a text right after that move happened. I'm excited for his opportunity. I know he's excited. Brock's used these past 4 years to improve as a player. He's an extremely hard worker. I know he's excited to be a full-time starter, and he's certainly earned that opportunity. And I know Houston is excited to have him, and they should be. He's a hard worker. He loves football, and he's glad to be out there, you know, on the field playing full-time.
You've known him for just a brief amount of time, but first impressions of Bill O'Brien, what's it like working with him?
You know, working with Coach is it's fantastic, and it's a lot of fun every single day. Coach brings a lot of energy into the building, brings a little excitement. Coach is he's a brilliant football mind, but at the same time, he knows when to make a little joke and lighten the mood a little bit and really enjoy the work day.
So does he hit you with a joke at least once a day?
I mean, it's not always once a day, but, you know, the team meetings with Coach O'Brien are, you know, pretty fun, and they keep you on the edge of your seat.
People deal with pressure in different ways. How do you deal with pressure? How do you handle pressure in a ball game? How do you go about that?
What's your definition of pressure? You know, everyone's definition of pressure's probably different. To be honest with you, I don't recognize pressure. I don't know what pressure is. You know, I'm out there on the field just trying to do my job to the best of my abilities to help put my football team in a position to win the game. And at the end of the day, I believe if you're focused on relevant thoughts, down and distance, what defense are they playing, okay, what route combination are you about to throw, what's the rules to my run play, what's the quarter, what's the game situation, that's where your focus is going to be. That's truly what's relevant, and you're not going to be worried about pressure.
You always been like that in regards to sports? Does it go back to when you were a little guy?
Yeah, a little bit. It's also been a work in progress. You know, I think as a professional, you're trying to improve your game in all areas, you know, mentally, physically, on the field, off the field, with the media. And that's one of those things that I've slowly honed in on and really began to understand as far as the mental side of football goes.
How energizing has it been getting to throw to your new teammates?
It's been great. Getting to know them as wide receivers and running backs, tight ends, but also getting to know them as people and doing things off the field. One thing I can tell you about this group of skilled guys is there's a lot of talent here. It's a lot of fun to work with these guys, and everyone's really working extremely hard and working to get better.
Peyton Manning and millions of Houston Texans fans pulling for Brock Osweiler. John Harris joins me now, Texans radio sideline reporter, Texans analyst. We know and we've heard these things about why people like Brock Osweiler, but what about X's and O's wise on the field? What does he bring to this team that we haven't seen around here in a while?
Well, I think being the face of the offense, to be honest with you, when things get tough for an offense and you're watching NFL films, who's the guy that you see walking up and down the sideline talking to each and every one of his teammates? It's the quarterback. Well, Brock Osweiler, I think, is going to be that guy. And there were many times watching mic'd up or seeing a Bronco highlight, you saw him on the sideline rallying the troops and getting them ready. I love the way that he executes this offense, the way that he has everybody really where they need to be, where he wants them to be. I think he is going to be the face of this offense in taking charge of what that offense wants to do.
And you're making a key point, because there's execution of the offense, and then it's like you say, execution of this offense, which is probably better suited to his skills than what he was running last year in Denver.
I don't think there's any question. Last year in Denver, there was a lot of boot, hold the ball a little bit longer, let those longer routes develop. This offense, he's going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. Get it to your athletes out in space. Ball has to come out hot. It has to come out on time. And when we saw that happen in New England when Bill O'Brien was the offensive coordinator there, Tom Brady threw it around the yard. Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, those athletes got the ball in space and made things happen. No turnovers that way. Well, that's what you want from Brock. Don't hold the ball. Make your decision. Get rid of it. Move the offense. At that point, once you get that thing moving, then the up-tempo becomes a really big factor for Brock Osweiler's offense.
And one way he helps move that offense is handing off to Lamar Miller and having a guy like Jeff Allen block up front for him. Those two guys, very key free agent acquisitions in their own right. Packaged with Osweiler, March 10th was a huge day for this organization.
Absolutely. And those are two guys that the Texans happened to see last year. Well, we saw the back of Lamar Miller's jersey, unfortunately. But fortunately, he's now a Texan in 2016. But Jeff Allen is a nasty road grader on the line of scrimmage. I love him. When the announcement of Brock Osweiler and Lamar Miller happened, I remember you asked me, hey, what about the third guy? Third guy. And you said Jeff Allen. I lost it. I thought it was a great move to bring in a guard with his demeanor, with his nastiness. That, I think, is what this offensive line needed. But the one thing about Lamar Miller, and I don't know that the Texans fans have seen a running back with his ability to get the edge as quickly as he's going to get it. If those tackles and tight ends can secure the edge, Lamar Miller is going to hit that run downhill. The more times you can get that run outside and downhill, now you get players fast flowing there, they get over-aggressive, and then you counter with some bootlegs or some play action back the other way, and it opens everything up. The additions of Jeff Allen and Lamar Miller are really going to help out this offense, particularly help out the passing game in Brock Osweiler.
Much more coming up on offense, defense, and special teams, and new faces on the coaching staff as well as Texans Huddle continues.